ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
Timing's right, I think. I spoke a little bit about yesterday about feeling like I lost a little bit of my competitive edge. I think that comes from probably up top. Been doing it a long period of time. I've loved every minute of it, but I felt like every contest I wanted to be a part of and I wanted to compete, and it's probably drained me a little bit more over the years, and I've noticed that probably having to come back from injury and, dive pretty deep.
Alisa Healy explaining part of the reason why she has chosen to retire after the coming series with India. She's done with all forms of cricket. Healy has been central to women's cricket globally at the exact moment the sport has transformed. Her departure also leaves Australian cricket without an opener, keeper and captain ahead of the T20 World Cup. Elise Perry's joining us to talk about this departing star she knows so well and what it means for the sport they both love. I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily. Elise Perry is an Australian cricketing champion who's played a lot over the journey with Alisa Healy. Elise, the skipper, actually started today's press conference by apologising for lying to the media because she hasn't been keeping it 100% with us.
First and foremost, I'd like to apologise for all of you for lying for about the last 3 months to your faces every time I've been asked about retirement. But today's the day for you guys to ask away anything you like.
When did you first learn of the news?
I think it's probably been on the horizon for Midu for the last little bit. But I guess, yeah, the actual sort of specifics of when she was going to finish up, I don't think any of us really knew quite when that would be. But I think, you know, it's probably felt like for the last little bit, you know, in various competitions that we played or series, it had a finality to it. So, I guess it's really fitting for her to finish her career with a home series against, one of our biggest rivals, and the chance to captain the side one last time on Australian soil is really fitting.
You've seen her play for, you know, so long now, probably more than 2 decades. Can you remember your first or early interactions? Do you guys always get along, always kindred spirits?
Midge and I met when we were 9 years old at, I think, a Dolphin Park in Wollongong, playing primary school cricket at the time. And I just remember distinctly this little blonde wicketkeeper playing for a team on another field and someone pointing her out and saying, that's Anne Healy's niece and she's an absolute jet at cricket. And I think, you know, from that moment on, like, I was just aware of Midge and, you know, she's such a magnetic character. You know, even when we were kids, she's just like such a larrikin. We used to have so much fun getting up to all kinds of mischief as well as playing sport together. We actually played touch football and soccer together as well at one point. So I guess, yeah, it's been a heck of a journey, well over 20 years now. And I guess to see how her life's panned out over that period of time and just the amazing things that she's achieved, as an athlete but also as a person, and, the career and life that she's forged for herself has been, a real pleasure, really.
There's a sense of, like, knowing our national cricketers because we spend so much time watching them on TV. You know, there's a sense that we know who these people are, but that's just one tiny little shred of who they are as a person. What's Alisa like as a person?
I actually think as far as athletes go, she's one of the most, I guess, forthcoming and genuine characters. Both publicly and privately. I think what you get with Midge in terms of, like, how competitive she is, how willing she is to put herself out there and express her passion, it kind of translates to who she is off the field as well.
And you're in the moment and you're in the grind. You probably don't realise the importance of what you're doing, but hopefully come the back end of March I can sit down and reflect on, you know, what's been an amazing 15 years, and I've been part of a heap of success, but that off-field side of the game is so much more impressive, and there's so many people to thank in that regard. But I think for our team to continue to drive that forward has been really special.
She's really loyal. I think over the course of her career, she's essentially played for the same teams you know, the whole time. I know that means a lot to her. She's a huge family person as well. And the way that she lives her life is really about, you know, being strong, principled, and I guess, yeah, loyal to the people around her. And I think she's done that with supreme consistency, you know, all the way through. So, you know, she's got a real cheeky side to her as well.
I've actually got one of my biggest standing ovations at the Gabba.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I
Oh, because you're a Queenslander, of course.
No, I was up there watching Mitch, and I carried, I think maybe 5 or 6 beers back to my seat because I had 2 in my mouth because I was trying to find my ticket. And I walked back in, and I had one in my mouth, and the security guard was like, "Do you need a hand?" I was like, "No, I got this." And I walked back in, and the whole, I reckon it was the around where the Star Wars people were. That's where we were sitting. Stood up and applauded me as I sat back down.
Yeah,
loves to catch up with mates over a beer, and to chat. And I think she's a bit old school like that as well. To be fair, you know, she's kind of just got that. Yeah, that old soul about her. Yeah, and she's just a one of a kind person, really.
Is there a memory of her career that you feel like sums her up as a cricketer? An innings, a catch, a captaincy speech?
I think, yeah, some of her just absolutely obscene innings in hugely important matches. A couple of World Cup finals come to mind, both the T20 one in 2020 and then the One Day World Cup final in 2022.
Healy signifies the changes that this Australian team has made since the last World Cup.
She's just, yeah, I don't think I've seen anyone else play with such incredible freedom as what Midge can do, particularly when moments are so, you know, full of pressure. And the kinds of shots she plays too, I think, like, you could only really describe them as audacious, but she makes them look mundane.
Wow. She is not bothering to run and onto the hill.
So I think, yeah, a couple of those innings when it's really mattered most are probably defining for her and her career. But, you know, throughout her whole career, she's just been a wonderful entertainer. And I think anyone who turned on a TV to watch the team was always excited to see what she was going to do on any given day.
Much like you, I don't think it's too much of a coincidence the fact that her explosion through the game has come at a time where the sport has been transforming, particularly for women. Like, I think she's been a huge part of that. Do you have a sense that she's been crucial to the transformation of the women's game in so many respects?
Yeah, most definitely. And probably not just cricket. I think women's sport, especially in Australia, and I know she's taken that that role with huge responsibility. Like, she's incredibly passionate about that. She's, you know, had a really active role in lots of different capacities, not just on the field, but, you know, behind the scenes with organisations, you know, with the Players Association, with Cricket Australia, with other networks that have been really keen to continue to further development of women's sport and women's cricket.
I still feel like I can contribute to the game, and this game is, whilst we use the word sacrifice a lot, it's given me so much, and I still owe a lot to this game of cricket. It's taught me lessons in life that I don't think you learn in many other places, and it, you know, it's helped me build some amazing relationships throughout my life as well. So I definitely love to give back to the game where I can.
She takes, you know, that role really seriously, and it means a lot to her. So we've been so lucky to have her, and for her to do that has been so crucial. It's such an exciting time.
I think most people would expect cricketers in that position to go the franchise circuit route after an international career wraps and play T20, earn some money and get some fun experiences. But as I understand it, all formats of cricket gone. You know, were you surprised she didn't go down that franchise path?
Oh, not particularly. I think, you know, Midgey's got so many things going outside of playing as well. Obviously, she's such a huge character, and, yeah, I think she'll play a really big role in the media landscape going forward. You know, she's also probably not got, like, an easy life in the sense of being married to Mitch, and the commitments that they have as a family are huge. I think, you know, she's given so much to the game as a player. She's played so many games of cricket. And, yeah, so I think in some senses it's probably not a surprise that she's ready to have a bit of a break from that. But I've got no doubt she'll still be, you know, very heavily involved in the game. game in one way or another.
You know, it's a big time or a big deal when the Prime Minister of the country is making official comments about a captain moving on. You know, we saw Anthony Albanese doing that today.
Alyssa Healy is a legend. She has had such an incredible career playing for Australia and leading Australia. The rise of women's cricket, which has in parallel seen a rise of other women's sports, is a great thing.
I guess that raises the question, who might be next? Talia McGrath's obviously shown herself to be such a strong leader when called upon. Do you see her as just the logical choice?
I mean, Talia's been an amazing leader for our group. You know, Midgie's had a few injuries over the last couple of years, and Talia's stepped into those shoes, you know, with ease. I think, yeah, we've also really fortunate. We've got some wonderful young leaders coming through, and leaders that have captained at a state or a franchise level as well. Someone like Soph Molyneux, Ash Gardner as well, has just stepped into the Sixers role. So, I think within that group, there's some great leaders. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm certainly not involved in the decision making or those conversations, but I think as a group, yeah, whoever kind of takes that role, firstly, they'll get a heap of support, but I think it'll be great to see them take that on and, you know, steer the team in the direction that they see fitting as well.
You've been really generous with your time today and sort of explaining how long and how far you guys go back, the experiences you've had together. At all, does seeing someone who you've ridden this journey with, does it make you reflect on your own horizon and timeline?
I'd feel really weird reverting that to myself when it's well and truly Midgie's day. It does make you incredibly grateful that you've, you know, had the chance to share an experience like that over so many years with someone. I guess we've essentially grown up together in many respects and been through so many different phases of life together as well. So, I'll remember all those crazy good times. Also the challenges too, and the times that, you know, we've probably been through different things together or separately. And that's kind of one of the things that I'm so incredibly grateful that sport's given me, the experiences on the field and the challenges, but also, I guess, like, you know, the connections and bonds that you make with people whilst you're doing that. Those memories last a lifetime. And I think, you know, Midgie's already lived a lifetime of memories. I think we're all just incredibly proud of her and what she's achieved, and the fact that she's been able to go out on her own terms as well in the way that she wanted to seems really fitting.
And we get one final chapter against the emerging power that is India. Can't wait to soak it all up. Elise Perry, of course, will be involved. Elise, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Oh, no dramas. Thanks for having me.
Headlines. Big news in the world of golf. Five-time major champion Brooks Koepka is going from LIV back to the PGA as part of the new returning member program. Under the scheme, golfers who have won the Players' Championship or one of the four majors between 2022 and 2025 can return to the PGA, but it comes with a financial penalty. For Brooks, a $5 million charity donation, plus no access to equity or the FedEx Cup bonus money, a financial penalty that could be worth up to US $85 million in total. That's according to PGA CEO Brian Roller, Cameron Smith, John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau. They are LIV golfers who are eligible, aside from Koepka, for the scheme. They have 3 weeks to make the jump. A source close to Smith told this podcast he'd be unlikely to change his current situation. Former Adelaide United player Josh Cavallo has alleged his former club was homophobic. The footballer, who now plays for an English team, posted the statement to social media. Cavallo said in the lead up to his exit, his contribution was continuously ignored in the club, which affected his well-being. For the first time, I actually questioned if I should have kept my sexuality a secret, he said. This brought up fears I had about coming out publicly that being myself would affect my career. In a statement, Adelaide United said it was extremely disappointed by the claims made and categorically rejects the allegations, including any suggestion that Adelaide United is homophobic. Thanasi Kokkinakis has reminded us why he's such a confounding talent, knocking over Seb Korda 3-6, 6-3, 7-6 at the Adelaide International. The hometown product suffered shoulder pain, though, in the victory, and he's no guarantee to return to court in the next round. In the women's, adopted Australian Daria Kasatkina knocked over talented Greek Maria Sakkari in straight sets. I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily, produced by Poppy Penny. Thanks to Willow Talk Podcast, Fox Cricket and ICC for the extra audio used in this episode.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.